The last thing we discussed was the Maral is cross-referencing something that he talks about in another one of his farim, the Sefer Netzach, that the Kaifrim, the heretics, the Pekarsim, so then they believe that one gives birth to one. If something's created from one, then it could be one. But if there's multiples, then they had to be created from multiples. And in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, he said that's just not true. He said the ultimate in oneness is that you have multiples. Not only are there multiples, but you have extremes. And since the extremes were created by a being that's truly one, so it's not a contradiction for two extremes to come from the same source. Because the definition of true oneness is that one contains everything, even opposites. And not even opposites, especially opposites. The Eidus, the one created everything, is that you have opposites that work together. And you, it doesn't always happen that opposites work together, but there are certain times when the Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals that. And one of the examples is Makos Bardim Mitzrayim. Opposites work together. So it's a sign that they were both created by the same Bayre, because if they were not created by the same Bayre, it wouldn't be possible for them to work together, because they're mutually exclusive of one another, and they have nothing in common. If they were created by one Bayre, then they do have something in common. But if they weren't created by one Bayre, and they have exclusionary natures, they wouldn't be able to coordinate with each other. So that's what he talks about in Sefer Netzach, and he said that's why we have the Achdus, which is represented by the Korban Pesach, which is roasted whole. And then you have the Ribui, that's represented by the Matzah and the Marah, because Marah represents Golos, and Matzah represents Gula, and they're both from the same source. Even though Golos and Gula are at opposite ends of the spectrum. And like we explained, that's to be mighty, to exclude from those that believe that there's a good God and there's a bad God, and the good God does Geula and the bad God does Golos. And the bad God, he wins and goes to Golos, and then the good God overpowers the bad God and gets us out, yay! That's not the way it is. We eat the matzah more together with the Korban Pesach, because Golos and Geula come from the same body. That was last week. V'davaz emeira, hey, you see this from the letter, hey? Sometimes I'm learning about hay during the day also. That always happens. In time of Devar, I'm learning about the hay.
It's a room.
Yeah. Oh, you were there. Oh, shrecha. Okay, a hay yesh ba dalad. The hay is made up of two letters, the dal and the yud. And the dal mer al dal rukhais. That indicates four rukhais. That's four extremes. Vayirak tani. There's a small yod inside the hay, shebaseich hadaod. Hu echad, it's one little line. Kedemegadar mtsoi, it's the middle. So echad mitzdar v'lakol. All the fours came out of the one. So everything in this world is one of four. It's either in the north, the south, the east, and the west. It either was, will be, is Iker, like the Iker, or a Tuffle. That's, you know, the different way of saying the four directions. And what's in front of you, what's behind you, what's to the right of you, what's to the left of you. That's another way, you know, so what's in front of you is the future, what's behind you is the past. What's to the right of you is Iker. Because it's the right side, and what's left is the tuffle. So whatever way you look at the fours, Kadosh Baruch is the source of the past. Kadosh Baruch is the source of the future. It's not split up. Even though past and future are direct opposites of each other. know what's past. You know, the longer past time goes, it gets more past. I think that something happens in the past, it keeps traveling. It's a direction. Time is a direction. I got married 29 years ago. Next year will be 30 years. Next year will be 31 years. That means my wedding date is going backwards. In the future, it gets closer. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's above all this. But Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality is nothing that happened already. And there's nothing that will happen. Everything just is. So, you know, Hashem is the source of the past, and He's the source of the future at the same time. Hashem is the source of the north and the south at the same time, even though they're going in different directions. And the north and the south have totally different characters. Echem is Tarif Lakol. That the Yud inside of the Daud, it joins together with the Daud. It's not a Yud and a Daud. It's a Hay. In order for it to be a Hay, the Yud and the Daud have to be connected to each other. If the Yud and the Daud are separate, then you have a Yud and a Daud. But it's not that way. It's not like there's one and then there's four. And they've have some kind of relationship with each other. The one and the four are connected. Even though there's multiples, and there's extremes, and there's contradictions, but they all relate back to the one. So that's why you have the letter Hey. It's one letter, it's not two letters, it's one letter. It's the letter Hey. Because the Yud and the Dal are connected. That's why when Hashem chose which letter to create this world, He used the Hey. Ke'elam is a yesh by chiluk. It has distinctions. Halakim. Vim kol zeh, and despite all this, so elam echad. It's one world. Ke'aribi hazeh, all the multiples, hula echad. They're all for one. All for one and one for all. So this world has a Dalet and a Yud. Both. Or you could say a Hay and a Yud. I'd say Dalet and a Yud. It has a Hay and a Yud. There's a Hey, a Yud, and a Daud. It's got a Hey because it's a letter Hey. It also has a Yud because in the Hey is a Yud. And if you look at the Yud by itself, then the Daud, you also can look by itself. This one has all three. Because even though what's most evident about this world is the Daud, that's just the way things are made to appear. But the Dalet is going to lead to the Yud. Hashem creates multiples in order for us to discover that the secret behind the multiples is that all come from the same source. Even the things in this world that contradict each other are in conflict with each other. And that's something, you know, if you look very deeply, so you have two things with contrary natures, and you can understand that all their natures don't have anything in common, but they have a common purpose. So the ribui is the teva, and the tachlus is the achdus. So that's a compact way of saying it. The nature of things, they go away from each other. Things repel each other. You go this way, like I'm in light. You go this way, I go that way. You go that way, I go this way. You know, we're never going in the same direction. Like the opposite, like the two ends of a magnetic field. They repel each other, or a repulsor ray, like Iron Man's repulsor rays. It's a, it repels. A comic book collection. So if you just view the nature, the teva, so things can get quite confusing, because the teva shows you that there's no consistency in creation, and there is no consistent creation. Everything is different, but the goal is the same. You can have things made up of contrary natures that they work together towards a common goal. So that's why we have the hay in this world, we have the dalad, we have the yud. Because even though we have the dalad, the things are going away from each other. But the goal of this world is that there's a nivra b'tzelem alakim, there's a ben adam in this world that has the seichel to see that even though the nature of things are driving them away from each other, but they can have a common purpose, they can have one purpose and go towards the one. I mean, that's what the Rambam, that's this, these few words in the Maharal. When he says, K'ayilam azay yesh b'chiluk, it has distinctions, components, sections. The imkozeh o'ayilam echad, it's this world. Ayilam azay, he said ayilam azay is one world. Because all of this, all these multiples, they have a purpose for us to discover how they all join together towards one purpose. So this world has both of them. It has Ribui and Achdus. Olam Haba only has Achdus. It's different. In this world, there's a process. You're supposed to go from one state to another, from the state of Ribui to the state of Achdus. Olam Haba is not a process. Olam Haba is arrival. You've arrived at your destination. Please check and make sure you haven't left any packages behind. Olam Haba shu echad legamri. Echad legamri, the word legamri is because Olam Hazeh is also echad, but it's not echad legamri. Because you can see the goal, you can see the tachos of echad in this world, but it's not echad legamri. There's so many false trails to lead you away from Echad. You can't call this world Echad Lagamri. It is a world you can discover the Achdus, the unity of the world, the unity of purpose. It's not called Echad Lagamri, but Eilam Haba is Echad Lagamri. Never be Yud. And the Yud, no matter how much you chop it into little pieces, you end up with the same Yud. You can't split it up. It's one. A Yud is one incarnate. That's what he said. Kings represent prestige. There's a kvaid malchus. You want to know where is the kvaid in the world? Look in the kings. Nowadays there's no kings. Nowadays there's no kvaid. There is no kvaid, there's no kings. But the Maharal is talking about a time once there was such a thing as covered. But the guy in the head covered. And the head kings. So when you're talking about the four Malchias, Bavel, Paras, Amada, Yavan, Edom, why are we talking about the kings? Because we're talking about four different types of prestige. And we call those Malchias. Because all the prestige of a nation is concentrated in the kingdom. All the chashivas. That's why you have four kingdoms. And it doesn't really mean four kingdoms. It's not adequate to say four kingdoms. Four types of prestige. And they're all separate. They don't have common boundaries. Because the world is all split up. You know, the Svarim HaKadosh, they talk about the different, the chashivas of the four nations. The B'nai Yisaskar has a shtickle on it, Bechanukah. I'm sure you've heard it. I'm sure you've heard it. They oppose Klal Yisrael in four different ways. There are four different ways that you can oppose Klal Yisrael. You can oppose Klal Yisrael's nefesh. You don't want them to live. Or you don't want their life to be uplifted. Their life to be uplifted. You don't want them to be able to fix up areas of their life. So you oppose Klal Yisrael and you destroy them. So that's Bavel. Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was where it says, Nefesh ki sechta bishkaga. That if a Nefesh does a chet bishagig unwittingly, so then the Nefesh is not, it's not a lost cause. The harm, the damage is not irreparable damage. You can be misakin the Nefesh. Bring a carbon. Slaughter an animal instead of the one who offers the animal, and the Beis HaMikdash was mechaper on the nefesh. Nefesh kisata b'shkaga. Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They were destroying Klal Yisrael's ability of being mesakeh the nefesh, because Bavel doesn't want that. They don't want people being mesakeh the nefesh. They want to be left alone. There's another aspect about Klal Yisrael. Goyim have bodies in Klal Yisrael, they have bodies, they all have bodies. And the body of a Yid is not the same as the body of a Goy. Lest you should think it's true, it's not true. We don't have the same bodies, and it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the body of a Goy is different than the body of a Jew because they subsist on different forms of sustenance. Goyim eat shkatzim and remasim. And the Gemara says, Shani Akum. Goyim are different. Akum is different. Ayiv de Kecham are different. The Chavili Gufayu. Their body temperature is different. Chavili Gufayu, they have like a hotter body temperature. The Achlu Shkatzim are Masim. And the Chassam Sefer Paschal Tapidus Gemara, that you cannot rely on medical evidence that was garnered from Goyish patients and rely on them by a Yiddish patient because their physical consistency is different. And my Rebbe, Rebbe Gifter, said that not only do we use the product of these studies made on the Gentile population, we apply them to Jews, we go even further. We apply the evidence that's gathered from rats, we apply it to people. And the Gemara says it doesn't make sense.
I've heard people use that to claim that we don't know that smoking is bad for Jewish people. We only know that it's bad for
them. But we know it's bad for Jewish people. That's just, you know.
What do you want?
Can I have more? Okay. But we know it's bad for Jewish people. Parsa Madai was Persian. Was Persian media. What are Persian media trying to do to Bnei Yisrael? Did they try and destroy the place where they fix up their nefesh? No, that was destroyed already. They wanted to kill them. And the Vilna Gaon says, Laharig Lahashman La'abid. La'abid means they wanted to destroy their bodies. Sounds familiar? The Third Reich wasn't the first one to think about it. They wanted to kill the Jews and destroy their bodies. Lahashmid, Lahareg, Lahabed. Lahabed means destroy their bodies, turn it into lampshades. Why, they had no bulbs in those days? Makes nice lampshades. They don't want this, there shouldn't be such thing as a Jewish kuf in the world. We're all the same. and the Gzeris that we made in the time of the Romans and the time of Hanukkah against Bris Milah, that's the same understanding, because Bris Milah is Eidus, that our body is different than the body of an Eved Kechavim, and therefore we have to treat our body differently. And you know the part of our body that represents our Hemshech in this world, that has to have a mitzvah done to it. Because our Hemshech is not the same thing as their Hemshech. Their Hemshech is Zirmas Susim Zirmasam. And our Hemshech is B'nai Yisrael B'nai Keil Chai. So our physical body has to be changed. They don't like that. And this is at the root of what's going on in our day and age, very at this very moment. You know, the anti-circumcision movements in Europe and San Francisco, they made a move. They're constantly trying to outlaw circumcision across the United States and New York. You know, the Mechama against Metzitza Bepeh and certified myelin, this is a Mechama that has very deep roots to it, because they cannot tolerate the Jewish people make a statement that our body is different than yours. So you have the life, of the Jew, life force, the body of a Jew, and then the mind. Yavon was not opposed to Jewish people staying alive. They weren't opposed to the Beis HaMikdash. They beautified the Beis HaMikdash. They put statues all over it. It was awesome. They put a pestle in there. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They defiled it. They didn't destroy it. They let it stay. It's going to be... They didn't have the same opposition to the Beis HaMikdash that Bavel did. They didn't destroy the bodies of the Jews. They didn't oppose the Bnei Yisrael like Paras and Manei did. They wanted their minds. The greatest crime during the dynasty, the Greek dynasty, was Torah study. Because it's the one thing that the Jewish people were capable of. And the Greeks that worshipped wisdom, they worshipped it. But they couldn't grasp Torah study. So they couldn't tolerate that there's a people that they could attain higher levels in seichel, in intelligence, than the Yvonne. But there's a door that's closed to them. And they react in a typical fashion. The Jews, you know, if we can't have it, if the Greeks can't have it, then neither could you. And they outlawed Torah study. Because they are not going to allow the Jewish people to study something that they themselves can't understand. And then you have a nation that he opposes Jews in everything. He doesn't specialize. Whatever. He doesn't like the bodies, he doesn't like the minds, he doesn't like the life force, he doesn't like the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Rome. Rome, you know, in Parshas Vayera, Rome was called Goyim. Of the four Melachim, Vesidol Melach Goyim. That's Rome. Goyim is everyone, and they oppose Klal Yisrael in every way that they possibly can. They destroy their bodies, they destroy their minds, everything. So these are four machoyes. The four machoyes are four types of chayshech. Tayu, vayu, chayshech, pesayim. The four types of chayshech. And the Bnei Yisachar says that the Rosh HaTevis of nefesh, guf, seichel, and hakol, everything, is nun gimel shin hei, which is on the four sides of the dreidel. He says the dreidel has a center. That when the dreidel is not, when it's standing still, when it's at rest. So you could see that there's four different mahalchim in life. and they're on opposite sides. But when you spin it, then everything revolves around the central point, and then all the four sides disappear. You can't read the letters while it's spinning around. This is the chashivas. The entire chashivas of Bavel. Is that there should not be a people that have the capability of being masakin the nefesh. So that's four machleis, means four cultures. That's what it means. It's four cultures, it's four ways of going away from the central point. Now, there's what is and there's what should be. If you have four nations, they have four different natures, and they're polar extremes from each other, so there's only one way that they can work together, is if there's a fifth thing that keeps them together. These four nations, if they would have the seichel to look towards the center, and the nation that's in the center is Klal Yisrael, if they would have the seichel to look towards the center and realize that they have four different natures, and they're not going to get anything done because they're working at cross purposes. It's like they don't have anything in common with each other's cultures. And they're never going to be able to complete a goal, any goal, because they're going to be yanking in opposite directions. But if they mechaber themselves to Klal Yisrael, that means that they take their lead from Klal Yisrael, so then they can also become part of the process of revealing the Achdus of Hashem creation. But they don't do that. Says that that's impossible, because the four nations were created, they go back to the very moment of creation when the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol removed himself from the world. He put a mask over himself, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol stepped back and hid himself. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu does that, so what's created from him is going to be affected from it. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu hides himself from the world, there's going to be four things that depart from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each nation. Don't follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't see him. So follow us. And they go to the north. And then the nation says, don't follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not here anymore. He's gone, we can't see him, let's go to the east. Nature abhors a vacuum. When Kadosh Baruch Hu recedes, if Kadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, that space is going to be filled. It's going to be filled by contradictory things that don't work well with each other. It's getting deeper. He says that it would be fitting if the four nations would form some kind of bond with the nation that's interested in bringing everything together towards one purpose. He said, but it's impossible. So it can't happen because these four nations were created from a Kadosh Baruch Hu going away from the world. So since that's the essence of the creation, then they can't be mechaber with a nation that they come to bring Hashem closer to the world. I'll paraphrase what the Maharal just said. If Hashem would have created these four different nations, or these four different concepts, or these four different cultures, if Hashem would have created them, so then they could bond with whatever they want. There's no problem with a nation that was created by God bonding with another nation. All they have to do is choose. All the text is a choice. It's worth their while to join the Klal Yisrael. Instead of fighting Klal Yisrael, join them. What did Titus? Titus was brought up after he died by his nephew Uncleus. Now what should I do about the Jews? And Titus says, anybody that fights the Jews is going to become great. So fight them. And then you're going to become great. This is after Titus died. He's giving this advice to Uncleus. He's telling us things. What kind of business is this? He's dead already. Doesn't he know? And the Gemara describes his punishment. Like, doesn't he know? And the Tarot says, if someone got to a point before they died, that they're beyond Bechira, it means that whatever they're involved with is already a part of them, and they don't even think twice about it. You know, this is referring to things that people believe in, and also the things that people do, the maisim they do. So after they die, they can't change. They have the same perspective they had their entire life, and they can't change. And they get beaten for it. Satshayich. And what is the essence of Titus? Titus is Rome. So what's the essence of Rome? The essence of Rome is that they were created because God hid himself from creation. So God didn't create them. They're created by an after effect of God's departure from creation. They can't tolerate anything that comes close to the God because they are made from going away from God. It's a deep thought. They can't join with Klal Yisrael. He says, but he adds one more thing. He says, Befrat, that even if they could join with Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is able to lead the nations when they themselves come together. In order to do that, they need a Melech. And in the times of creation, up until the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was thousands of years without a Melech. So the nations were created at a time that not only is their nature not to come together, but at the time they were created, they had nothing to bond to that could bring them together, because there was no Malchus for Klal Yisrael at the time. Klal Yisrael's Malchus and these four nations did not come at the same time. Klal Yisrael had to wait eight generations. So that means that the Ribui, going in different directions, was firmly entrenched without any hope of coming back together. It wasn't safe. Yeah, but that's, you know, the story of the history of creation. Blessed Lava, you know, in the time when Hashem will redeem us, so then the nations will be able to connect with Klal Yisrael. They'll be able to make their choice. And some of them will, and some of them won't. They will be able to make their choice to become with one with Klal Yisrael. And that's Pshat. It says, Brace is Bar, Lekim is Shemayim, is Aretz. Bar, it's Aretz, it's Sayu, it's Bavel. Bayu is Paras and Madai. Kaishik is Yavan. Up in time is Edom, and then right after it says Ruach Elokim, Ruach Ephes up in time. Rashi says the Spirit of God hovers over the water. What is that? So Rashi says it's Ruach Hashem Melech HaMashiach. Because after the Goyim do their worst in trying to take everything in this world and trying to spread it to all corners of the world, All they think they're preventing Mashiach from coming. All they're doing is preparing the world for Mashiach. Right. Clear? You got it?
Clear.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you. Yeah, man.